Hello and welcome, everybody. Today, we will be discussing strategies on how your practice can improve your tobacco screening and smoking cessation workflow. I am Brittany McCauley, your host for today. I am a registered dietitian nutritionist and practice transformation specialist with Quality Insights. Today, I will be interviewing Trina Turner, a doctoral prepared registered nurse, lung and colorectal screening nurse navigator, face-to-face smoking cessation coach, and certified tobacco treatment specialist at Bay Health. Trina has been a nurse for 30 years working in various specialties in healthcare. For the last 5.5 years, she has been an oncology nurse navigator for Bay Health Cancer Institute and the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services. Bay Health is the primary healthcare system in central and southern Delaware, providing medical services to patients across the state. Trina has worked with Bay Health for the past 11 and a half years and has been a consistent driving force for improving tobacco cessation. Today, Trina will cover her workflow strategies, methods for referring patients to the Delaware Quitline, patient impact stories, and provide guidance for fellow practitioners on how achieving successful tobacco cessation among their patient population. When it comes to tobacco use nationally, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2023 reported that tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the United States. Approximately 28.3 million U.S. adults smoke cigarettes, with about 2.8 million U.S. middle and high school students using at least one tobacco product, including e-cigarettes.
Regarding tobacco use in Delaware, the 2021 Delaware Behavioral Risk Factor Survey revealed a total tobacco use prevalence of 18.9% for 2021, which accounts for approximately one-fifth of the state's adult population. Notably, almost half of smokers, 49.8%, reported attempting to quit smoking in the past year. This highlights the need for effective channels to implement successful smoking cessation.
I am delighted to have our guest with us today, Trina Turner, sharing her expertise and insights with us. Trina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Brittany. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to engage our community on your platform.
Yes. Now, to start this discussion, can you provide us a workflow overview of tobacco screening and smoking cessation, and what are the objectives?
Sure. So the objectives is to assist patients in achieving tobacco cessation by offering resources that will assist them with quitting and being able to stay quit, which includes the face-to-face coaching, nicotine replacement therapy, and also providing assistance with lung cancer screenings. Once a patient is referred to me, I discuss with them their tobacco history, how long they've used tobacco products, what type of products they've used, have they tried to quit in the past, and if they did, what did they use that was successful? We also discuss their smoking triggers, their coping mechanisms, and also distraction techniques.
That's amazing. Now, can a patient from any practice be referred to you for tobacco cessation?
Oh, absolutely. The Delaware Quitline and I work with patients that are anyone who are 18 years or over can be referred to me to help with their tobacco cessation.
That's amazing. After receiving a referral, do you send the referral report back to the referring provider to close the referral loop?
Yes. So once a patient is enrolled in the Delaware Quitline program, I will reach out and notify the provider that the patient's enrollment is complete. I also monitor the patient's cessation efforts. So if a product needs to be changed or an adjustment needs to occur, I'll contact the provider to let them know the patient's status.
That's great. Now, for any patient who is ready to quit smoking, the Delaware Division of Public Health offers the Delaware Quitline, a powerful tool to help smokers who are ready to kick the habit. Providers can refer patients to the Delaware Quitline via four different methods. First would be EHR or EMR integration. Second, an online portal through the website quitnow.net/Delaware, which is an easy and secure way for providers to refer. We do recognize once we're on the website, click the Refer a Patient on the top right. Enter your facility or healthcare provider information and the referral's contact information as well. The Delaware Quitline also provides referral outcome reports by referring healthcare provider or facility. The third option would be a fax referral form, which is available on the website healthydelaware.org. And lastly, patients can self-refer by calling 1-866 409-1858 to receive smoking cessation counseling. Trina, does the Delaware Quitline refer to you for in-person counseling?
Yes, they do.
That's great. And can you explain how a provider can become a smoking cessation coach or certified tobacco treatment specialist like you?
Absolutely. So any provider, nurse, social worker, nurse practitioner, even a physician can become a smoker cessation coach through the Delaware Quitline. There is a 2-day training course you can take that will provide the basics of tobacco cessation and provide you with resources that you need to begin. They give you manuals, they give you the vouchers that you have to use for patients to be able to get the nicotine replacement products for free. They also give you different type of strategies to use with the patients, triggers, being able to assess their triggers and being able to give them the proper di distraction techniques that will help them be able to quit. You have to be licensed as a licensed professional to enroll. So social worker, doctor, and nurse. For the certified tobacco treatment specialist, that's something that I obtained through the Mayo Clinic. I wanted to expand my knowledge to ensure that the patients I was working with had the best evidence-based practice assistance. So it was a 3-day course that I took. And depending on what facility you work at, your facility may be able to offset the cost of the certification. The certification is $1,200.
Sounds like an amazing opportunity. Now, from the evidence-based education that you've received, can you provide any counseling tips to other providers when reviewing and discussing smoking cessation with a patient?
Sure. So my first step is to assess their readiness to quit. I want to understand their why and how they're motivated to quit. And then we discuss behavioral factors that prevent them from quitting. Is stress a factor? Route cues like smoking as soon as they wake up, having a cigarette with coffee or after a meal or while they're driving. And then we discuss what are some of the things they can do to break those habits and introduce new habits like utilizing nicotine gum and lozenger when they feel as though they need a cigarette, trying to find new hobbies, or just, basically changing up their normal routine.
And what interventions do you have in place?
So I utilize the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality 5 major steps to intervention when assessing patients. And everyone knows that as the 5 E's. So these steps include asking the patients if they're willing to attempt cessation, advising them on the benefits of quitting, assessing for readiness, assisting with enrollment and ordering of the nicotine replacement therapy, and then arranging a follow-up to ensure they are on the right track. I like to follow up with my patients. Basically, I meet them the first week, so after they've been enrolled and they get their nicotine replacement product, a week later I will reach out to them just to make sure they're on track, they're not having any side effects or any issues, that they understand what the process is going to be, that they understand how to deal with the distraction techniques and what triggers them to want to smoke. And then I will have 2 more sessions, normally one session in a 2-week period, and then 1 more session. Normally with the face-to-face coaching through the Delaware Quitline, we meet patients 3 times face-to-face. Now, that doesn't mean that the patients can't reach out to me if they need anything. They have my phone number and they're able to call me if they feel as though they need to change up their product or if they're having any issues.
That's wonderful. I like how you highlight the importance of assessing the patient's readiness and allowing follow-up with open communication. These are truly the steps and strategies for successful smoking cessation. Now, Trina mentioned the ordering of nicotine replacement products or nicotine replacement therapy, commonly known as NRP or NRTs, which are also available through the Delaware Quitline at no out-of-pocket cost to the patient. These options include direct mail NRT for products such as nicotine patches, lozenges, and gum, or a prescription can be sent to the patient's pharmacy for medication options. Now, there's also helpful resources and materials available for providers to give patients through the Healthy Delaware website, which offers smoking cessation toolkit materials, including paper referral forms, posters, brochures, and rack cards. Providers and practices can find these materials that promote smoking cessation and are available to order and download at materials.healthydelaware.org. Trina, with the impactful and life-changing work that you provide every single day, can you provide us with any positive outcomes or success stories?
So I have be since becoming a face-to-face cessation coach, I've been able to assist many patients with being able to achieve their cessation. One patient in particular, early on, came to me for assistance with quitting. This gentleman had tried many times to quit. He was frustrated with the process of and having to reach out to the providers for his prescriptions. Normally the provider's offices are very busy. It's very hard to get in touch with people. And, you want to be able to, if the patient wants to quit, you want to be able to help them right then and there when they're ready and they're motivated. Once I started to work with him, I allowed him to set the pace on how often I reached out to him. And I also obtained a prescription for him and followed up with the pharmacy to ensure they had the voucher and the script. It was very important to me that there was no gaps in how this process flowed, because sometimes a pharmacy may get the script, but they might not have gotten the voucher from the Delaware Quit Line. And so then the patient may have to pay an out-of-pocket cost. So it was important to me that I close that gap. He was finally able to quit. And he has not started back smoking. It's been about 4 years now. And honestly, I still receive a lot of referrals from his word of mouth conversations with friends who are attempting to quit.
That is amazing to hear. We recognize when providers approach their patients with an individualized plan of care, the patient is more likely to follow the provider's recommendations when they have a say in the process. Now, can you explain how smoking cessation can improve conditions such as hypertension and cardiovascular disease?
Yes, cigarette smoking can cause blood pressure and heart rate to rise due to activating your sympathetic nervous system, which causes an increase on stress in your heart. The American Heart Association states that cigarette smokers are 2 to 4 times more likely to get heart disease than non-smokers and doubles a person's risk for stroke. So over time, that can contribute to long-term damage to your heart as well as to your lungs. So it's important that smokers are able to quit to lower their risk of developing heart disease or exacerbating pre-existing conditions.
And what are some improvements that healthcare sees when a tobacco and smoking cessation workflow is successfully implemented?
Well, speaking from an oncology standpoint, my oncology patients respond better to treatment when they're able to quit, which is undoubtedly beneficial for our department and to have a successful tobacco cessation process. It's important that we encourage our patients to stop before their treatment term begins, regardless of the type of treatment they're getting, whether or not it's chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, because it improves the therapeutic efficacy and effectiveness and can ultimately improve patient outcomes.
Improve patient outcomes. A perfect highlight to wrap up our discussion and review a few action steps that providers or practices can do to improve their tobacco screening measures and improve patient outcomes. First, you can refer patients to Trina as a face-to-face smoking cessation coach and certified tobacco treatment specialist at Bay Health by calling her direct line at 302-744-6831. Or directly to the Delaware Quit Line via online portal, fax referral form, or by calling 1-866-409-1858. As a reminder, Trina and the Delaware Quit Line provide patient outcome reports to referring providers to receive updates on their patients referred and encourage structured data and documentation. Second, consider becoming a smoking cessation coach if applicable to provide the best evidence-based assistance and care to your patients. Lastly, access the material toolkits on the Healthy Delaware website to order free print materials for your patients. Trina, thank you so very much for joining us today and sharing your expertise on this important information.
Brittany, thank you so much for having me and allowing me to talk about such an important topic that can improve the health and well-being of our Delawareans.
Tobacco screening and smoking cessation is key to those who want to quit and improve their health. Quality Insights encourages you and your care team to consider these strategies to improve your practice's tobacco and smoking cessation workflows. Take advantage of our no-cost assistance, and to receive additional information, contact us by visiting our website at qualityinsights.org or call 1-800-642-8686. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we hope that you found some useful tips to implement tobacco cessation in your practice. Thank you.